Everyone has an opinion when it comes to having a baby and raising kids. Just get the epidural. There's no prize for doing it natural. In my day, we just let the baby cry until they settle themselves down. Have you tried sage oil? And so many more comments, most of them unsolicited. Welcome to the Birth and Parenting Things podcast. My name is Kim, and I've got opinions too. I'm kind of an expert on birth. I've also managed to raise 3 babies into young adults. I'm here to offer evidence-based information, stories, personal experiences on birth, parenting, and everything in between. So let's do this. Hello and welcome to Birth and Parenting Things podcast. I am your host, Kim the Doula Fernandez. I hope everybody's having a good day. I want to say 6 listeners, though it does say more than that, but I think that's because I have downloaded like all the apps to get myself a little bit higher, but that's okay. I know that's cheaty, but I don't care. So, it's October. It's cold. What are you doing now that we've got this cozy stay home weather happening? What do you do for self-care? What do you do that's just for you during this season of hygge, this season of cozy bundle up by the fire? God, I wish I had a fireplace. Period. This time. So, and I don't mean going grocery shopping by yourself. I mean, what are you doing that's just for you? Personally, I usually play video games. Actually, the game I'm currently playing has an update today, so I'm going to get as much work done as possible and hang out with that for the rest of the day. I'm not teaching tonight for the first time in 6 weeks, so that makes me feel happy. So I'll be able to hang out with the Disney characters in Dreamlight Valley. I love this game. I love it. And I also watch, it's September, like September, October, the fall season, so all the new shows are out. So I do usually spend at this time of the year a ridiculous amount of time watching TV. Though I am very far behind. It's been kind of a crazy busy week. So there you go. That's what I do. Now, the topic today is going to be second night syndrome. Because I've had a couple people talking about it and I've seen some stuff on it. So I wanted to address that today. And I thought, because we're getting into spooky season, I thought I'd have a little ghost story at the end for you. Something that happened to me personally, when I was at the hospital. So, all right. So what is second night syndrome? What is this thing? And basically, you know, when you get home with your baby, they're just miserable. So let's talk about what that would look like. So a couple hours after baby is born, you'll get transferred to a postpartum room, and you'll probably be in that postpartum room for about 24, 48 hours. You'll be able to rest, practice feeding baby. You'll be able to ask the postpartum nurses questions and all of that. They'll feed you. I know it's hospital food, but they will feed you. You won't have to worry about that. Your partner will have to feed themselves, but you'll actually be getting sort of looked after for, you know, again, 24, maybe 48 hours. Your baby will actually sleep quite a bit. When they're born, in the first 24 hours or so, they're bodies are kind of adjusting and their minds are kind of adjusting to everything that just happened. So it's being born is pretty exhausting and disorienting for babies. So during this time, they kind of sleep a lot to just figure stuff out. After 24 hours, you'll get discharged and you'll get sent home with this new little human who you virtually know nothing about. You're sore, you're exhausted. Your partner is also exhausted, and all you guys want to do is, all the two of you want to do is just rest. However, baby has a bit of a different plan. baby has a completely different plan for you. Bringing baby home, while special and familiar to you, is a mind explosion for them. In less than 2 days, they went from a warm, watery, safe world to a bright, loud, smelly world, and then in quick succession, you move them again to your home. Somewhere that's safe and wonderful, but they don't know that. Their response to these overwhelming situations and feelings is to be near you, on you, as close to your heart as they can get. When they aren't there in that safe place, they will cry, because this is their only way of communicating, their only way that they can express to you that they're scared, tired, hungry. Now, I did some digging into what's typically called second night, though this can happen. This generally happens not necessarily on the second night after birth, but on the night you get home. And I came across an article or a blog entry, I suppose it was, from an organization called Fed is Best. Now, Fed is Best, I get where they're going, but I think there's some issues there. And they state that this period of needing to be near you constantly and being skin to skin and feeding frequently is abnormal. And I disagree with this. Most pediatricians disagree with this. Most hospital networks disagree with this. They agree that this is actually a normal period of transition and adjustment for newborns. Newborns at this time aren't that complicated. They need to feel safe, they need to feel love, and they need to be fed. And that's pretty much it. Being skin to skin on your chest satisfies all of these needs. Remember that baby has lived warm and safe under your heart for their whole existence. And when they're born, being skin to skin is as close to that feeling as they can get. They feel safe in your arms and that of your partners. And being away from all of that feels very scary to them. After about 24 to 48 hours, your baby, who's been living on colostrum, is now getting hungrier, and they're entering into a period of cluster feeding. This, too, is also normal. It's difficult and short-lived, but this is baby's way of telling your body that the colostrum that they were getting is no longer satisfying them, and that they need more. They're basically, yo, bring on the mature milk. So after about 12 to 24 hours of constant feedings, maybe every hour, maybe less than every hour, your mature milk will come in and you'll then enter a nice period of calm. Baby will go back to eating every 2 to 3 hours and you'll be able to rest between feeds. But this is all part and parcel to that second night syndrome, and it's all perfectly normal. It's normal and necessary for baby's transition into the real world, and it's normal and necessary for birth or breastfeeding, chest feeding to get established. Second night, if you've noticed, as I say, is more than second, just one night. But it is survivable. And though it may not feel like it, it is. So some tips I have for surviving these first few days, this first week, is plan ahead. Plan ahead for staying well fed and well hydrated. Cooking and storing food for the first couple of weeks can save you and your support team from deciding what to eat and actually, you know, cooking elaborate foods. Having some support, family, friends available to help you and your partner in the first week can be invaluable. You can also consider hiring a postpartum doula if you don't have that availability for friends and family, and they can work either daytime or overnights. Focus on your rest and recovery and feeding baby. That's it. That's your whole job. Any other tasks beyond rest, recovery, and feeding baby gets done by somebody else or gets left altogether. Keep up the skin to skin and share that job with your partner or your support people. As the feeding birthing parent, you do not have to be the only one who holds and comforts the baby. And some of you may want to, and I get that, but you also need a break. So it's okay to pass that job on to your partner or, again, a friend or family or whatever. Keep baby close by. This means that you'll be able to not only learn about their different cues, but you'll be able to respond to them. And you'll learn what to differentiate between those hunger cues and all of baby's other needs. And finally, trust your instincts. If you feel that something is up with baby, that the crying or feeding isn't going well, get help. Never second guess your gut instincts. They are so key. So while this is a very stressful time, it is temporary. I know it doesn't feel like it, but it is. And you'll be able to ride it out with support and minimum expectations on yourself. Okay? Again, just rest, recover, and feed baby. And eventually you will fall into a rhythm of your life with your new little human, and things will get easier. And then they'll get hard, and then they'll get easier, and then they'll get hard, and then they'll get easier. But that's parenting. Right? Now, we'll have in the show notes some resources from what I've given you here on Second Night Syndrome from some organizations, so you can have a check out of those. And yeah, I hope that was beneficial. Again, these are very short podcasts. I hope that's okay with you. Oh, my cat is meowing, so that's fun. He likes to make his presence known in the morning to get some catnip. My cat wants to get high in the morning. So, how about I tell you a spooky, spooky story? So this one is, I may have another one next week as well, since we'll be really close to Halloween, but this is the spookier one of the two. So I still work at this hospital, but I don't do in-person stuff anymore. But I work at a hospital in downtown Toronto that is exceedingly old. It was originally, the original building was built in the 1850s. And that section of the hospital is where this took place. So it was very early in the morning on a Sunday morning, and I was getting ready to, I was gathering up my stuff to teach an infant care class. So I had to go to the cupboard near our actual boardroom where we taught, because the infant care class was in another section of the hospital. And I gathered all my stuff up, and it was like a lot. Like I had a rolling suitcase, I had a bunch of bags, I had some baskets or bowls that I was using as bathtubs for the babies. As I was walking, leaving where the cupboard was, I dropped some of the basket bath things. And as I was bending down, collecting everything back up, all I heard from behind me was, "Hello? Hello?" I'm like, "The hell is that?" So I go back into, which was basically where I had just left to walk up this hallway. I went back, and it's basically like a hub. So there's like a little area, and there were stairs that go down. There was a door that went to another hallway. There was where my cupboard was with all the stuff. And there was a really super, super old elevator. And I look, and there's nobody there. There's nobody in the stairwell. There's nobody down the other hallway. There's nobody near my cupboards. There's nobody anywhere. And I'm like, that's super creepy. I look at the elevator. I'm like, that's giving off some vibes. I'm like, nope, not having anything to do with this. Walked back up the hallway, grabbed all my stuff, and hightailed it back up to my infant care class. So, is that hospital haunted? 100%. 100%. Did I hear a ghost? Yeah, I'm going to say yeah, I did. I'm openly willing to admit that I did. It was clear as a bell. It was the craziest thing. So there you go. Do you have any spooky stories? Anyways, I hope everybody has a great day. And that's it for me. I'm going to go see if my game is downloaded. And I hope everybody has an amazing, wonderful day. Bye.